100,000 attend open-air Mass by Pope Leo XIV in Angola. By Breitbart London on April 19, 2026. AFP, tens of thousands of people attended a giant open-air Mass by Pope Leo XIV outside the Angolan capital Sunday, where he delivered a message of hope to the resource-rich country marked by poverty and inequality. Leo flew to Portuguese-speaking Angola on Saturday, the third leg of a whirlwind four-nation African tour on which he has condemned corruption and the plunder of the continent's resources, and had a high-profile spat with U.S. President Donald Trump. Around 100,000 people attended the pontiff's first Mass in Angola at Calamba, around 30 kilometers, 19 miles, from Luanda, the Vatican said, citing local authorities. The Pope encouraged the crowd to look to the future with hope and a new beginning for the nation still scarred by a 27-year civil war that ended in 2002. It was possible to build a country where old divisions are overcome forever, where hatred and violence disappear, where the wound of corruption is healed by a new culture of justice and sharing, Leo said. After arriving on Saturday from Cameroon, Leo went straight into an event with Angolan President João Lourenço and other officials, where he spoke out against the suffering caused by poverty and the rampant exploitation of natural resources, continuing the assertive tone of his 11-day tour. Angola is one of Africa's top oil producers and is rich in resources such as diamonds. However, economic disparities in the country are stark, and around a third of the population of 36.6 million people live in poverty, according to the World Bank. The population is largely young, with an average age of 23, according to official statistics. Patricia Muzanga, 32, said he attended the Mass looking for encouragement for young people, with a lack of work making many seek better opportunities in Western countries. We are very rich in natural resources, but there is a glaring inequality between those who live well and the others, said Muzanga, wearing a white cap and a t-shirt showing the Pope's image. The Pope must call our leaders to account. I believe that at least he will be listened to by the authorities, he said, also calling for national reconciliation. There's a concentration of wealth in the hands of very few, and of course the war just aggravated the situation, said Father Pedro Chingandu, a Catholic priest who had come from the eastern province of Moshiko. We need real democracy and the redistribution of wealth and justice, Chingandu told AFP. After Calamba, the Pope is to travel 110 kilometers by helicopter to the town of Mushima, Angola's most venerated pilgrimage site, where a 300-year-old church overlooks a river that was once a major slave trading route. The church, with a statue of the Virgin Mary known affectionately as Mama Mushima, draws roughly 2 million pilgrims a year. It was built by Angola's Portuguese colonial settlers to baptize slaves before they were transported down the Kwanza River to the Atlantic and on to the Americas, according to religious leaders. The government has embarked on a massive multi-million euro project to build a basilica in the town, which has drawn some criticism about the government's spending priorities. Poverty was partly blamed for a three-day looting spree in Luanda and other centers in July last year, when around 30 people were killed in what critics said was a heavy-handed police response. Analysts said the unrest signaled dissatisfaction with Lourenço's socialist MPLA party, which has held power since independence in 1975. Leo started his African tour in Algeria on Monday, then headed to Cameroon. He told journalists on the flight to Angola he regretted that a war of words with Trump, who labeled him weak after he called for an end to the Middle East war, had overshadowed some of the trip. It is not in my interest at all to debate the U.S. leader, said the first American pontiff. From Angola, Leo will travel to Equatorial Guinea, the final stop of an 18,000-kilometer journey across the continent. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.